Well, hello there, guys. So this is the beginning of mine and Shelby's podcast.
I don't know why we're doing this, but it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing now. And, you know, this is our thing. So if you don't know us already, if you don't watch us on YouTube or watch me on YouTube, we're going to introduce ourselves. I'm Cody Rolick. Nice to meet you. I'm a YouTuber, and we live in Canada.
We live in Canada.
Canada. And I'm sorry if she's echoing a bit. We don't know what's going on.
We didn't have to tell them. Now all they're going to hear is the echo.
That's okay. But anyways, so we have a very fantastic podcast for you guys coming up.
Sort of.
Oh, wait, you didn't really introduce yourself.
No, you didn't give me the chance to.
Okay,
well, I'm Shelby Hogard, and I am a new local musician.
I like how you're talking with your hands as you
do it. I know, because it's just like what I do. I wish you guys could all see me right now.
She's literally waving it in the air.
I'm a musician. I write pop punk music and stuff.
And she plays guitar.
And I play acoustic. I just like to strum my guitar sometimes. I'm still talking with my hands.
Yeah, literally making a fake guitar in the air.
Yeah, you know. You
okay,
know.
So, you know, let's start off with small talk. How was your day today? Like, what did you do so far?
I did nothing, to be honest with you. Woke up and I showered and then I sat in my kitchen and I listened to Wildlife.
By Headley. Who we met a week ago, if you guys saw.
Was it already a week ago? My God.
It was, yeah, over a week ago now. We went to the radio station
And
we were like, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
Jacob Hogard.
I feel like this is catching my breath occasionally.
But
really
that's
awkward.
Okay, because everybody breathes.
No, I don't. I don't breathe.
Okay. So the first thing that I've written down, do you remember what you wrote down?
I think I have. Yeah, I have it in the back
notepad?
Of my mind. I don't have it in my mind.
Okay,
I don't have it physically on me, but I have it.
I wrote down a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about. And this is really awkward how we're just looking at each other.
I know, we're like hanging out. This is brought to you by Shelby and Cody from Cody's bedroom.
Anyways, one more thing before we start talking. What do we name this podcast?
I have no idea.
Because the Cody and Shelby show just sounds cheesy.
That does sound cheesy.
I don't think anybody would care.
But I kind of like it.
What about comedy now?
No.
What about celebrity talk?
No,
but we're not talking about celebrities.
We'll go with the Cody and Shelby show right now.
For now, and then we could probably change it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first thing I want to bring up, since we were already talking about YouTube, is validating views.
What?
When, like, you know when the videos, and they get 301 views right away, and they don't go. So that happened in one of my videos, and it's been about 3 weeks, 2 weeks now, and it's still at 301, so I don't know what that means.
You should call a manager.
I'm not going to call anybody, but I'm so annoyed. Like,
why?
Well, because I want to know how many views I got on it.
Sorry.
It's my Omegle prank, if you guys didn't see it. And actually, one of them is the vlog where you're singing in.
I sing in one of your vlogs? Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means, but then I looked into the Learn More thing, and they didn't have much to say.
What did it say?
They barely said. They were like, they just told me what they're doing. They're validating the views because it got so many in one time. Like, I don't care, bitch.
So they're still trying to, like, freaking count.
And I guess they
something?
Don't care because I'm me and I'm Canadian.
Yeah, they're like, this guy's Canadian. He gets pushed to. He's like the back, the bottom of the pile. You were on the bottom of
I'm
the pile.
I'm a little bitch. So next thing that we should talk about, we need to cover. Halloween just ended recently,
yes.
Let's be honest.
Well, it's like almost December, so
but,
quite
yeah,
a while
but,
ago.
But right when Halloween ended, you go into a store. I remember going November 1st to the mall. Christmas stuff everywhere.
Because you know what? Christmas actually just it creeps up on you. Cause,
like,
I
love Christmas.
Everything just creeps up on you. As soon as Halloween's over, it's like, all right, we've got like a month, almost 2 months, not quite 2 months, until Christmas. So everybody's like, okay, you got to get your shopping in, you got to get this done, you got to get ready, you got to just go. That's
a little
why it
early.
Happens.
You literally have 2 months almost.
Yeah, but that's not a lot of time in reality.
Okay, but I'm not complaining. I love Christmas.
It's cool because, like, you go and it's just like all Christmassy and like it's just red. And
I've been listening
nice.
To Christmas
it's
music
nice.
For days now.
I've been listening
gonna...
to Gene Autry albums. Like, I have like
exactly,
six, I have 10 of them in my house.
I feel like people get into the Christmas spirit a little too early.
That's
and then they lose
early.
It when it comes to Christmas.
Too early is like June. That's too early.
Okay, well, no, that's
November 1st
that's
is not too early.
But right now, you know, it makes sense. There's snow on the ground. Like, I'm looking out the window right now. Snow on the rooftop. Click, click, click.
No.
And
no.
But yeah, like, I think it's pretty. And plus, they have all the... Well, you got Christmas tea.
I did get Christmas tea, yes, and it's
and
lovely.
It's candy cane, and when you drink it,
see,
it's
they
like,
give me a 2 month period that I can drink this tea. They're like, here, Christmas is coming up. You have 2 months to consume this tea,
but,
which
like,
is just
thing
fine.
But the thing is, when
me.
You drink this, I guess it's peppermint or whatever because
it's candy
cane.
It's candy cane, it's not peppermint.
Well, which
peppermint,
is peppermint
tastes differently.
Anyways.
Than I have peppermint tea and
anyway,
I have candy cane tea.
So just don't argue with me.
Me and Allie are the tea queens.
Oh my God,
don't,
okay.
Don't fuck around.
She'll
with
listen
my
to
tea.
This on her ride back. But, anyways, where I'm getting at is when you drink that tea, it's like you're putting vapor rub or however you say it. Yeah, in your nose, because it just clears it out.
Why can't you say vapor rub?
Vapor rub.
You're just like, how do you, how?
Well, because I like vapo.
What is English?
Are you sure it's not vapo?
Vapor rub.
Vapor rub. The blue bottle?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not vapo.
I'm so confused.
No.
Okay. So the next thing that we could talk about is something that everybody wants to hear about. Miley Cyrus.
What about her?
Well, she bleached her eyebrows.
Yeah, they're dyed back now. It's
but
fine.
But I don't care. She bleached
but
her eyebrows.
It's fine because they're normal now. But
why would she dye them in the first place?
I don't know. Why do people dye their hair? Why do people wear makeup?
You know what? Was this before her birthday?
When was her birthday?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So, if this is the... I don't even know. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And I saw the pictures, and she looked like Voldemort.
You're stealing that from somebody else.
And I thought that...
That is not your own words.
It was Shane Dawson's words. Let's get that out of the blue right now. And it looked... it was odd. Like, I've seen bleached eyebrows before because they have really blonde
hair. Some people literally have white eyebrows, so it's not that
weird. But they have blonde
hair. No, they don't.
Like, you draw yours on, why don't they?
People who have white eyebrows are gingers.
Really?
Actually, I have friends. Well, I know people with white eyebrows and they're gingers.
So they're not your friends anymore?
Well, they're not. No, I never
was friends
with
them. Probably
because
you said you have white eyebrows.
No, I've never commented on people's white. I'm like, oh, you have white eyebrows. Like, I've never done that before.
Well, like, okay, you draw yours on or fill them in.
Okay.
Why don't they?
I don't know. Ask them. It's like a personal preference thing. It's like, I don't like my eyebrows, so I'm going to fill mine in and make them look better.
Well,
there's like a handful of people who I'm not going to name right now because we don't need to publicly just call them out, but they draw their eyebrows right on.
Yeah, I remember walking in the mall.
So if you want eyebrows or if you don't want eyebrows, you know, like, I'm cool with that. It's fine.
Well, I remember one day I was walking in the mall and I saw this Asian lady. Filipino.
Okay.
And she was short, which just kind of adds on to
the
description.
This has nothing
here
to do with her eyebrows.
It just kind of adds on to the description.
Continue.
I'm trying to give. So she literally looked like she waxed off her eyebrows.
Okay.
And then drew them on.
Oh, you should have seen the lady in the mall.
No,
the
but
girl.
I mean, like, drew them on with, like, a magic marker.
Oh. Yeah, this was, like, the girl in the mall yesterday.
What mall?
Me and my mom went into a store, and my mom's going to a gala, so she was like, I'm gonna go look for dresses. So she goes to the change room and try on this dress, and this girl's standing there, and she turns around. First of all, she's got massive hair, like, just huge. Like, it looked like she had curly hair, like an afro, and then all of a sudden she tried to straighten it, and it didn't really work too well, so it was just really big. And she turns around, and she has her eyebrows, they're almost, like, they're so close together. There's no room in between, like, I obviously can't show people who are listening, but, like, if you can just picture, okay, picture somebody drawing on a unibrow, and then just taking their finger and just, like, erasing the part in the middle. That was her eyebrows, so I was sitting there, like, oh, my God, and she's got this massive arch, and, like, just goes down, like, no, I'm not slowing down.
She
looked really angry. If you want to have really big eyebrows and
go
really,
for
like,
it.
Go for it.
But, like, do it properly.
You look angry.
But you have to do it properly, right. Speaking of Shane Dawson. We were before because you said that.
There was a big gap in between that.
I was going to say, the way you described it yesterday is like his character Shanae. And was she ghetto fab, like the girl, like,
yeah,
the girl,
yeah,
met at the mall?
Kind of,
did she
kind of
wail her hands around and go, girl?
No.
Did she snap at all? Did you see her clap?
No.
Okay, well, this is getting really racist, so I feel like I'm going to move on. So, I heard some news yesterday when we were sitting and having coffee with the friends.
Oh, really?
And it was really stupid news, and I understand it, but it's a little... it's a little of an exaggeration.
What's stupid? I don't know what you're talking about.
Some American schools have banned school dances unless the kids sign a contract. Wait for it.
What?
They did this. So
where?
In some place in America.
For what?
Some places. So the kids wouldn't twerk.
How old are these kids?
Like middle school.
Why would middle school kids be twerking?
Because they have, crawlback, they have people like Miley Cyrus to look up to.
That's really
who's
weird.
Twerking with their J's on.
Really awkward and really...
And I
don't understand schools in the school system.
Well, like, the thing is...
It doesn't make sense.
For one, middle school kids don't have an ass to twerk.
Well, okay, yeah, that's first of all,
that's
yes.
That's just one of the
second
things.
Second of all, the boys don't have, like, developed enough parts to get, like, turned on by that.
Yes, they do. They're in middle school.
But, like, they're not. I guess that, yeah, they could. That's true.
Because you usually hit puberty by the time you're, like, 13.
But they're not going to end up having, like, sex. So it's fine.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Damn Americans are crazy.
What is wrong? Okay. Was there anybody when we were, like, in grade 6 that, like, lost their virginity? Because I don't think so.
Yes, but I'm not going to name them right now. Or maybe grade 7.
What?
Yeah. I'm not going to name them right now.
What?
We'll talk after.
Oh, my God.
I just mouthed it to her. I don't think she saw.
That.
Okay, well, good. Anyways, but yeah, so that's a thing. But here's a loophole.
Okay.
Does wall twerking count?
That does count, yeah, because it's twerking.
Okay. Does.
And you're still shaking your ass.
What about
ass?
Dropping it? Like, drop it low.
That would probably count as well.
Okay, but that's not really twerking. That's
it
just...
still has to do with your butt.
But again, they have no butt to shake.
Well, whatever. It's still sexual.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
But
I don't understand, like, 95% of human beings. So
if they have the, is this the right word to use? Audacity to twerk at a school dance, or I guess courage in a way.
I don't know.
I think they should be applauded.
No.
For twerking in middle school. If they have a bum to do that and they can do it properly, good for you. You're,
like, I think
you're 12
I had a
years
butt
old
to do that, but like I didn't. Go
you were
shaking
abnormal,
my
though.
Butt everywhere.
You shook your butt in middle school. You
not
shook,
really.
You shook that ass so hard. How do you
Where?
Think you had a boyfriend every
I
year?
I didn't have a boyfriend every year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm not naming them, but you know who I'm going to say first.
Okay.
And that's all I can think of. But
so that wasn't every year. That was one,
okay,
one time. It was one time.
I remember when we were in grade 6. You dated a really good friend of mine. And same with 7 and 8.
Really good friend of mine, too, actually.
yeah, I guess you still see him now.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Okay.
I'm totally just creeping Instagram while we're doing this podcast.
No, hey.
No.
So,
doing what I want.
I'm going to go to the next thing.
Okay.
What happened to Amanda Bynes?
She's in rehab.
I understand that. But I heard she went into rehab. And... so I go onto her Twitter after I hear that, like a few days after or something, and she tweeted, I can't remember what it was. I actually think it had to do with Drake. I'm going to check right now.
Probably. I expect nothing less from her.
July 19, 2013. Drake is gorgeous.
Okay. Is that her last tweet?
Yeah, that was her most recent tweet. But she retweeted something for all the publicity is good for her.
Amanda
well, it's really not, because... The biggest publicity she got in the past month, or sorry, not month, since the beginning of 2013, or when she went crazy, is one, in the courtroom with a crazy wig, two, being at the gym flailing her arms.
That was, I should have done that at the gym yesterday. Oh my God. Okay, sidetracking here for a second. Cody dragged my ass to the gym yesterday for whatever reason.
Because she needs exercise. It's good for you.
You're calling me fat.
No, I'm
okay,
not.
So I was like, all right, so I'm going to like run on the treadmill and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm going to do all this shit. I'm going to probably throw up and pass out. And then
Which
I was like, I'll just pull in Amanda Bynes and just look like an idiot on the treadmill. And I thought it would be real. I didn't do it yesterday, though.
And she was fine.
I should have.
And
I
she
regret
did a really
it.
Good job. And we used those sprinting machines at the end or whatever, but they were really cool. I forget what they're called. Anyways.
Stair stepping thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
And Cody had his headphones in. Holy crap, this is funny. He's got his headphones in and he's listening to music, and I've got mine in. I'm listening to like my hardcore, and he's like yelling at me because his music is so loud. He's just screaming. He's like, what did you even say
I was
to
like,
me?
Shelby,
you're like, Shelby, turn up your resistance. And everyone's looking. I'm like, okay.
To be fair, the gym was almost closing, so there wasn't that many people there.
There were still people in there, though.
Okay, back to Amanda Bynes. Because that's our favorite topic right now.
No, I really don't want to talk about it at all.
Why?
Okay. Continue.
Anyways, so her at the gym, her lighting some old lady's or her neighbor's driveway on fire. And wasn't there something about getting high with her dog or something?
I honestly don't keep up with media because I really don't care at all. I'm just like, all right,
but
fine.
Stuff like that
People
is
are
so
like,
much...
oh my God, did you hear what so-and-so did?
But
I'm
stuff
like
that is so much
I...
fun to hear about.
It's just sad more than anything.
Okay, but like,
it's
if
like,
you think...
see these people, and they were such big like childhood stars, and everybody was like, oh my God, I want to be like this person, and all of a sudden you see them doing like drugs, and they're in rehab, and
it's kind of like Britney, but she didn't do all the drugs; she just went crazy.
She was doing drugs, was she?
Britney
not?
Spears?
Was she not?
I didn't think so. All I know is she shaved her head and hit a guy with an umbrella.
Okay.
Or a Land Rover.
But still, like, even stuff like that. It's like everybody wanted to be Britney, and then she shaved her head.
Everybody still wants to be Brit.
Well, now she's got hair, but, like, when she shaved her head, everyone was like, oh, she's so weird.
Because that was weird. Not many people just go and shave their head. Anyways.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I guess they couldn't really hear my shrug. Okay, yeah. Shrug.
But you go back to the child star things that you said, and there's Lindsay Lohan, who is our generation.
Right.
Amanda Bynes, who is our generation.
Right.
Now, I don't want to put Miley Cyrus into that category.
She kind of is, though.
But she's not, like...
She was, like, when we were, like, 12. Yet. Like...
Yeah, she... You
she
know,
still
get
fits
the
in.
Best of both
she fits
worlds.
In.
Yeah,
she's still
she fits
wise.
In, but she's not...
The only person who didn't lose their mind was Hilary Duff.
Yeah, and she's
Hilary
fantastic.
Hilary Duff was like, I'm going to start a family. I'm going to do this, blah, blah. I'm going to write a book.
I'm,
like,
yeah,
I'm going to
get a
crap.
Best-selling children's book. And got married. Had a Her baby is adorable.
Like, I've seen it, like, twice.
I forget if it's a he or she.
I think it's a...
It's a boy, right?
Yeah,
is his name, like, Jackson or something?
I don't know.
Don't Google it. But as she continues to Google it.
I'm not Googling
but,
it.
But if you look at Hilary Duff, I love her. Like, she's fantastic.
That was my first concert.
My first concert was Bon Jovi.
Really?
Yeah.
That was, like, my, like, 10th concert.
We were 10.
Yeah, I went to a lot of concerts.
If you really think about it, that was only 6 years ago.
My first three, I remember my first three, like, first one was Hilary Duff. Second one was...
How old were you when Hilary Duff came here?
Like, 8.
Oh, okay.
Or no, probably before. No, I was younger than that. Like 6 or 7.
What?
And then Avril Lavigne came here and she was like, yeah, rock on. I'm never going to be a girly. And then all of a sudden she came out with an album. She's wearing a dress on the cover. So that was cool.
What was that? The Best Damn Thing?
The Best Damn Thing.
That
was
a great album.
And she was like, I'm so punk. I'm never going to dress like a girl.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she was like, she made like this big vow to like never wear pink or anything. And then she turned all girly.
Oh, and she dyed her
hair pink. The strangest thing. And then my third one was Simple Plan, which was like the whole Headley played. I remember these guys were wearing garbage suits and they like played. I can't remember what the hell they were called. I don't know what they're called. But it was weird because we're like, they look like garbage men, guys. Oh, my God. And then whatever.
Huh. I don't understand that.
I have a I have something we can talk about here.
What?
Okay. One of the things that I wrote down
Am
on
I
my
in trouble?
List. No. I want to talk about... Like, relationships and, like, girlfriends and boyfriends.
Oh,
and, like,
my God,
the contrast.
Why?
Because the contrast...
Is this, like, a teen talk show
no,
now
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, sure. It can be. It's fine. But, no, I was, like, I was on Twitter the other day, right? And I follow like, 800 people. So I get, like, a fair share of, like, different shit coming up on my thing.
A lot of minor
And this though. Girl that lives in Winnipeg, she's tweeting. She's, like, nobody wants to see another girl tweeting at their man. And then I was sitting there thinking, and I'm, like... Dude, like, is your boyfriend not allowed to have friends? Like, it's just, I don't, it, but what is your take on that? Because it bugs me.
Well,
it really bugs me.
I'm friends with you.
Okay.
And I think it's, I don't know, like, if I had a girlfriend and she tried to tell me that I couldn't hang out with my best friend for 12 years.
Right.
I would be like, bitch, get
but
off
like,
my
okay,
ass.
But, like, okay, so I'm a different example, though. Like, say you were talking to just somebody you go to school with, and your girlfriend was like, man, like, you can't be doing that. They're
if
so
I can't
unfaithful,
walk past
blah,
the halls.
Blah, 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 blah.
If I can't walk down the street or through the halls or any given situation, and I can't talk to a girl that I know, then you are crazy.
Right. And
like,
I don't get it.
Issues.
A lot of girls are like that. And I don't know why.
Like, I wouldn't care if my girlfriend talked to guys. I mean, unless they're better looking than me.
And, you know, I don't even care. This person might be listening to this. But it was like, I have experience with that when this guy that I was, like, seeing whatever was like, you're putting so much time and effort into your guy
oh,
friends.
That's
oh,
heat.
My God. Blah, 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 blah.
I still
I
love that person,
it.
Though.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Because it's like, if you were talking to a girl, I'd be like, okay, go for it. He talks to his ex-girlfriends, and that's fine. Like, go for it. Like, whatever. But it's just, I don't know. Girls and everybody's just stupid. I just wanted to touch on that because I'm really confused, and I was really angry about the whole, like, oh, my God, nobody wants to see another girl tweeting at their man. And I was like, bitch, shut
I don't know.
The
I
fuck
my take
up.
On that is that, excuse me, is that, you have to trust your significant other that
right.
they're not going to do anything and that they're
going
to respect
you. But, like, if
you
can't trust that person,
don't
then you
be
shouldn't
them.
Be in a relationship
you
with them.
You should not be with them.
You should not be with them. Okay, I missed a beat there.
You can't snap.
I kind of can.
Well, that one, okay. Okay. Here's back to Christmas. I don't know why I'm going
why
back to this
going
right
back
now.
To, okay.
Because I wrote down here that I've been listening to Christmas music for days.
Okay.
And I always started off with a song by ABBA, Happy New Year. I say, Happy New Year.
That's weird.
But it's just because it's at the top of my iTunes because it's ABBA.
Okay.
And so it just shuffles through everything.
You know, I have my Alan Jackson Honky Tonk Christmas, which is just
that
fabulous.
Sounds ghetto as shit.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk I have this no idea what Christmas.
That's ghetto.
I don't want to see my mama cry. You never heard that before?
No, that sounds like a Paramore song.
It's not a Paramore song. It is an Alan Jackson song, and it's country.
But yeah, I mean, since we were talking about earlier how Christmas coming too early and all that, I feel it's fine to listen to Christmas music.
Okay, you know what? You can have Christmas things out 2 months early, but you can't start listening to Christmas music until, like, December 1st. It's like a rule.
You and I were listening to Christmas music
I know, and I don't know why I did
week.
That, but it felt really unnatural and really awkward.
But you were singing the songs.
I know, but it was really awkward and
who
really
was
weird.
That again?
Gene Autry.
Gene Autry, who is now dead.
Yeah, he's been...
Rest in peace.
Crossing myself. No, just kidding.
I just pointed to the sky.
No, I don't know. I feel like you can't... Because my mom, she always busts out the Christmas tunes.
Even though she's doing
it
December
tree.
7th this year.
I know, which is weird. Okay, my mom always puts out the tree December 1st. And she, like... I wake up to... Okay, you know the sound system in my living room?
Mm-hmm.
She cranks Alan Jackson. Like, just cranks it on the 1st. And
do
I wake up
at
like 10 a.m. to just, like... What's the first song on the album? We're going to find out.
I have no idea, but I feel like it's Rudolph the Red.
No, it's not, because he writes Christmas songs, and that's his album.
Are you sure? I thought he started with Rudolph.
Trust me. I know this album well.
Oh, my God. I'm coughing. I apologize. Hurry up and Google that.
I'm trying.
Because then we're going to get into that story.
What story?
That Lisa told us.
Okay.
And it's, oh, my God. It describes plenty of, I'm just going to use a basic bitch white girl reference, and it describes all of them, and
they're not going to be able to hear
it's the funniest thing.
Song,
eh? If you put it towards the mic, they could or put it towards my mic, and they'll hear it.
Well, hold on a second, I have to.
Well, load it, load it.
Loading it.
She's how I'm slow is it loading? Get on the Wi-Fi,
it's,
girl.
I'm on your Wi-Fi.
It's loading, and then we're gonna
and
play
there's
this.
A 5 second ad.
Oh, okay. People are gonna start hating me because yesterday YouTube offered me to be an ad on YouTube, so like I would be the stream that comes in before the videos.
If I ever see you, I'm punching my computer.
And people could either love me after the, oh, okay, here it goes.
This is what I listen to. Pretty paper is playing
on the jukebox. Okay, I'm getting rid of that.
That's my Christmas.
But yeah, so people could either hate me or love me after checking my ad and going to watch my videos.
Can we just talk about... Okay, this is just weird. All right, so Cody obviously has a decent amount of viewers.
And who I'm hoping most are listening because I already have
so,
people
okay,
in Australia.
This, you know, I feel really sorry for this girl if she's listening to this. But like, okay, so we went to a... I'm not going to say what we went to because it's just... It's going to get way too like personal. We went to a event... And we were there, and this girl, we're walking in, and this girl was like, oh, my God, you're Cody Rollick. Okay,
oh,
this is
okay,
so
okay.
Weird for me because it's like, okay, we've been friends for, what, 12 years? 12 years? That's a long freaking time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's weird for people to, like, be like, oh, my God, I'm like, I love you. I'm such a fan of you, blah, 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 blah.
And they're saying it to your friend. I get
and they're
that.
Saying it to your friend, and it's just weird. And then I, like, offered to take a picture for them, and it was just like, I'm taking a fan picture right now. This is so strange. It's just weird. It's really weird.
It was nice though.
It was, yeah, I understand. Because like when I get recognition for what I do, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's offered to take it. I mean, nobody's been like, oh my God, you're Shelby Hogarth. Can I take a picture
it's
with you?
It's something you gotta build up to.
I'm getting
I must
there.
Say.
I'm new.
You're are you new?
I am new.
Okay, so to the story that I brought up like 2 minutes ago.
I assume you all understand that there is this basic...
basic white girl.
No, there's this... Yeah, that's what I was getting to. You frickin' interrupted me. There is this basic... just it's like a checklist of things that you need to apply to be a white girl. So it's like you wear the Uggs, you have your Lulus,
Starbucks.
You drink Starbucks, you have
Which
your stupid messy bun, and you look like a 15-year-old going to class.
Or volleyball practice.
Whatever. That's like your basic white girl. Now you can take over.
So... Our friend worked at a shoe store. I can't remember if she does now or used to. But she worked at a shoe store, so you're going to be the girl who wants to buy the shoes, and I'm going to be Lisa.
Okay, I don't remember exactly how the story goes, but I'll do my best.
So you approach me, and I'm the worker.
Oh my God, should I buy these Uggs?
Oh my God, yeah, but you know what those would look really cute with?
What?
Your Lulus.
Oh my God, yeah.
And you know what I really want right now?
Oh my God, what?
Starbucks.
Oh my God, I'm going to go there after this.
Yeah, and the thing is, our friend was just, she doesn't act like that. She's actually really cool and down to earth. And
she's punk.
And how old is she, 20? She's 20. And the thing is, she was just making fun of this girl and being a total bitch to her. And I think that's the funny thing, because the girl, the basic bitch that we're talking about, she did not know that she was making fun of her. She thought she was being completely serious.
She's stupid. She's a stupid girl.
I'm sorry if you're listening to this stupid girl.
No, it's honestly, I saw some girl on Twitter getting angry the other day, and she was like, just because we like to drink Starbucks and like our Lulus doesn't mean that we're basic. I was like, why are you getting so butthurt? Yes, it does.
You should tweet that back. But
I get shit on because I'm like, oh my God, flannel, oh my God, banties, oh my God.
Which there's people in our school like that now, which you're very happy about.
No, it's not, because it's still different because I'm wearing things that cost $5 and they're wearing things that cost $50. So it's different.
Well,
but they're just, I don't know. It's I get shit on for that. So it's like when a white girl gets shit on for being a white girl and they freak out about it, it's like the end of the world.
I must be a really big white girl because I have Instagrammed my pink Starbucks before.
Yeah.
Plenty of times, actually. Yeah. I've Instagrammed Starbucks, I don't know how many times. Wow.
I have silently judged you many times.
I also had to order for two of our friends before because they didn't.
You've ordered for me before.
Yeah, because nobody knows what to get. And I'm just like, oh yeah, can I get a coffee mocha frappuccino with whip, or can I get a vanilla bean frappuccino with raspberry flavor shot?
I'm like, hey, can I get a frap?
Can I get a caramel frappuccino with macchiato?
No.
I what's really good? The white chocolate mocha.
That just sounds so just expensive. I don't like it.
It's like you go
to Tim Hortons. Oh yeah, I don't know if nobody's gonna know what Tim Hortons
is. Tim Hortons is a very popular coffee shop in Canada. Very popular all around Canada.
You need Tim Hortons to live, basically.
It's like a Caribou coffee thing in a way.
You're comparing it to something that just does not compare to Tim's.
Okay, continue.
You go there and you're like, all right, can I get a double-double or something? And then you go to Starbucks and it's like, blah, 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 and you're rambling on for 5 minutes trying to say the name.
You know what that reminds me of? That guy who told us the story about how he worked at Starbucks, and these stupid girls, or maybe guys, not going to be sexist here, would come in and go, oh my God, I want
I totally
a frappuccino.
Know what you're talking about.
I want a frappuccino, but what should I get? What's the best
should I get
thing?
Whipped cream? And our friend's like, you haven't ordered yet. I don't know.
I don't know if you get whipped cream on that, but I don't know what I want yet.
That's so funny. I totally forgot
about him. I just don't know
what
to do. How hard is it to order a coffee?
It's really not.
It's not, but I had to help you.
I enjoyed
you, so
that story. That
don't
was
be
a
hypocritical
because
I had to help you.
No, I know, but I'm not
who
sitting
was that
there
again?
Going,
we can
oh
say
my
their
God.
Name.
What?
We can say their name. Who
Matt?
Is that? Who's Matt?
McMurray?
Oh.
Or it's sitting in the Gammon's basement, and he was like, okay, I work at Starbucks.
Oh,
I have
right,
no idea.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I remember now. I remember now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how long are we going for? Half an hour, 45 minutes?
I don't know.
I think we're going
Do
for...
Do we have enough crap to talk about for
another
15 minutes?
Well, it depends. What else did you write? Other than
Teenagers on Halloween, I wrote down, which I wanted to talk
oh
about.
Oh, my God. When we were walking, those kids pissed me off so much.
Well, you have to give them some insight on what you're talking about. I don't even think I know what you're talking about, to be honest.
We went to go see our friend's house. They do it up every year for Halloween.
Yeah, it's a big
thing. They're
a
haunted house.
They were on the news.
Yeah. So, and then we're walking back to my house because, you didn't want to hit people with a car. And we're walking back to my house, and we're going through the back lane, having a good time. I put on the Michael Myers theme song.
Yeah, okay.
And so just to creep her and Callie out. Or no, Michael.
Michael.
And so we're walking back, and there's a bunch of teenagers, and they weren't even, older teenagers like us.
They were probably younger than us.
They were, 14, 15, and they were wearing sweaters and maybe all black to look they were wearing
a mask.
Costume.
That was it.
And some of them weren't even wearing masks. They're just walking around texting, oh my God, I'm so cool. like, oh my god, I'm here with my like stupid fat short girlfriend, and okay, that was really rude. Take that back. But I'm here with my girlfriend, and I'm here with my boyfriend, and we are just so pretty, and we're gonna go steal candy from the other little kids who are like 5 years old.
I don't think they did that because I probably would have beat the crap out of
them. No, I don't mean like literally stole.
It
would have
been like
them.
Smackdown.
I mean like they like they like went to the doors, but that candy is supposed to go to the little kids, not these 15-year-old.
No. It's fine. If you want to trick or treat and you're like, say, no, because, okay. So
you could
if you're
be 40.
Like, if you're like 20 and you're like, I'm going to go trick or treat, if you have a legit ass costume, go nuts.
Yeah, like your mom's boyfriend. He went all out for a Beetlejuice.
Like, it looked so legit. It was so good. It was so awesome. He had like the pants and like the wig and like whatever. That's fine. If you want to do that and you look legit, that's fine. But if you're putting out like your brother's friends, like we were handing out candy last year. And like six of them came to the door. They
with
were wearing
hockey jerseys on.
Like football
their
jerseys
yeah,
and
their
like hockey
excuse
jerseys.
Were hockey and
trick
football
or treat.
Players.
I'm like, no.
She was just like, bitch, fuck off.
That's yeah, I did that.
And okay, so here's the deal. We're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna continue this, and we'll bring you some more stuff to talk about.
Okay.
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 So we'll talk to you guys in. Well, I guess it's just gonna cut to the next part, but we're gonna take
a break.
We can
have a commercial. We can put a song in.
Na 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 na. Okay. Goodbye for now. Yeah. And we're back, even though to you guys we weren't even gone.
So, that was like a 2.5 minute break.
Yeah, we just went and made tea. And you know the funny thing is?
I'm going to be slurping into the mic.
No, I will punch you in the face. You ass. Okay. Anyways, the funny thing is, as we were talking about Christmas coming early, I sat here and I got a Christmas tree mug and put my tea in
it. Oh, good job.
Yeah. And, we did this already. Put the Christmas tea mug and the Christmas tea together.
Yes.
So, is there anything else you would like to add before we end the podcast, other than your fucking slurping?
I can't remember what I put in
How
my
do you
list.
Not remember? That's why you bring your list with you.
Well, you kind of rushed me out of my home.
Well, because you were taking forever.
I had homework.
Huh. Oh my god, I know, it's in the vlog. I know, it's in the vlog that I'm never going to put up.
Okay.
Because I'm too lazy to do that. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Okay, so where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter.
Okay, I don't mean your whole advertisement. I just mean like main thing, Bandcamp or YouTube or what?
YouTube. YouTube, I post cover videos.
Okay, now say clearly what your channel is.
Okay, so my channel is http://.
Shut up.
YouTube.com/ShelbyFace31.
Shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y-F-A-C-E 31.
31.
And yeah.
And I try to post covers of songs every Sunday.
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Although I feel really bad for you. Your last one, the dislikes. I don't know why. It was
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
How many is that?
I don't know if anybody's familiar with the Wonder Years or not, but me and my friend Eric.
I know one of these people listening are.
What?
I know one person listening.
Okay,
is.
Well, me and my friend Eric did a cover of a Wonder Years song, and it got 2 thumbs down. I was like, okay.
What's that now so we can inform them?
I'm going to look right now. Just tell your contact information.
Okay, well, I'm guessing if you guys are listening to this, you probably saw it on Twitter or my Facebook page, but whatever. I'm Cody. Rowlook. I'm going to say this in a deep voice. So you can find me at my YouTube, Cody Rowlook TV, CodyRawlookTV. And there I post videos every Wednesday and do daily vlogs on the weekend, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as you know. So that's that. And Shelby's going to queue in with how many dislikes she has?
5.
How many likes?
None.
I feel like you should delete it.
No.
Well, okay, whatever. So here's the plan. This podcast will be every 2 weeks.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
How is this bitching that we do all the time?
Okay, my job requires me to wear a headset and talk for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I have like a studio mic and she's using a headset.
This is not fun.
Yeah. See, that's probably the echo. Why? Because it's a headset.
This just sucks because, I get paid to wear a headset at work. I don't get paid for this right now.
Yeah, well, I use a studio mic.
Awkward silence.
I know, right? Just... awkward. Anyway, so that is the end of this podcast.
No, wait, be quiet. Okay. Are we ending it okay, now? Yeah, this is getting a little bit excessive. We're at 34 minutes now.
Yeah, we're going to go to 35, which is for 20 seconds, so I got to end it quick. So remember to check out our channel.
You don't have to have a round number.
Yeah, I do. Okay, I will talk to you guys.
Next whenever.
Next podcast, which will probably be next Sunday.
Never.
Next Sunday.
Never.
Okay, well, I guess.
Bye.
I'm having a different speaker.
Just kidding.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.